Welcome to the Trifecta, a horse racing podcast, currently featuring picks and analysis for Gulfstream Park by Mike from MHJ Picks. Hey folks, we are back today for January 21st podcast. Yesterday started out pretty well and then just kind of went off the rails. So it was one of those days. Let's hope today is a better one. Going to go through real quick, maybe just give one or two horses per race, just in the interest of time. Race number one, my top choice is going to be the sixth horse, which is Queen's Embrace, 7-5 morning line favorite, Gargan and Saez. This combination is on fire. This horse was a last out winner in the Claiming Cup Tiara race, so there's no reason to think that this race is too much for her. So I think she is a solid choice. Number four would be my second choice for Irad Ortiz. Won a similar race last time out after a disappointing race in the Claiming Crown Tiara against the same horse, but actually in the last race was disqualified for drifting out. So hopefully the horse is a little bit better on task here. You want to go away from the two favorites, you can look at number seven, Get Rewarded with Paco Lopez. Race number two, number five, Warrant Officer, is going to be my top choice. Paco Lopez in the mount for Rochon Creek. Second off, 25% angle. This horse had a decent effort at this level last time out with probably the highest buyer, if I'm remembering correctly. Number two, Excalibur, and number three, Dechosois, will be the second and third choices. I think they have just as good a shot to win as Warrant Officer. Looking on at race number three, I like number two, Stripping. Brandon Walsh, Tyler Gaffleone. Just finished third at this level as a beaten favorite. Didn't have the best effort that last time after crushing the maiden race before that. Looked for, an improvement here. The speed figure actually did improve a lot, just the positioning and the style of the race didn't. Hoping for an improvement on that today. Second choice, Camellia Gal for Maker and Irad Ortiz. This horse should be on the front end. And could just wire the group. Turf at Gulfstream, a lot of times that front end speed does hold. That's not always true. I think people think it always holds, but, definitely solid effort, well-paced on the front end, well-rated, does work out usually. Number four, Wicked Memory, is another one you can look at. Race number four. You can see we're not getting too many prices here. Looks like maybe one of those days. Number six, Ketchikan, Brandon Walsh, and Angel Arroyo actually on the mount there, dropping slightly in class. Number three, Shake'em, Robert DeMona, and Luis Saez. This horse has competitive speed figures, probably the second best next to the number six horse. If you want to go a little deeper, you could look at Liesel, which is first time Delgado, 23% with Irad Ortiz in the mount. Race five, I'm going to go with a torpedo play on top. Caveat Emptor out of Blame, so we know this horse likes the turf. James Toner doesn't race too many horses here at Gulfstream, but does have a knack for these. 20% debut over a mile coming off a bullet workout. Should be ready to roll. It's just going to be up to Paco Lopez to make it happen, I think. Number seven, Voodoo Zip. Christophe Clement, trained from Danny Gargan, so not always the best angle first time with Clement. However, this horse has run five times and run second four and has won third. So has run second four times in a row against some decent horses and a couple next out winners. So definitely one to consider here. Number one, Gear Jockey. This horse actually is still a maiden, but has $153,000 in the bank. This horse ran third at the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf, which is a big reason that happened. Ran third at 67.5-1. Will likely go off as a favorite for that reason. Can't argue with a maiden making that much money. Let's see if he can finally pull off the victory. Looking to go a little deeper there. Number 5 for Chad Brown, Core Conviction. And number 9, Rochambeau for Cherie DeVoe. Race number 6, I like number 4, Palace Coupe, Junior Alvarado and Gail Cox. This is Woodbine horse coming over. Usually try to avoid Woodbine horses first off coming over. However, this one is off a bullet work and think could provide a nice effort here. Number 1, Rockin' the Boat, Dale Romans and Irad Ortiz. Not a combination you have seen here at Gulfstream. I don't know that we've seen this combination all year, so interesting. Horse does have some talent. It's coming off a layoff here, which is one area of concern. Number 3, Turn on the Magic, Michael Yates, Tyler Gaffleone. Yates always has his horses ready, so we'll see if number 3 can turn on the magic and get it done. Race 7, top choice is number 4, I Get It. Has run in some nice races, very competitive, had 3 wins in a row before running 4th in the Ginger Brew last out. Definitely has a good shot here today. Torpedo shot number 5, Coffee Buzz Buzz. Brittany Russell can improve this horse. Will need improvement to get it done, but I think this is a good spot for this horse to maybe make that happen. Number 7, Viburnum, is maybe a more logical, as well as number 9, Sweet Pearl, than my Torpedo. I'm just looking for an improvement play here on those. Number 8, race number 8, my top choice is going to be number 7, Pretty Liddy. Ronaldo Richards is the trainer, only has 24 starters last year, has no winners this year, but gets a horse that has higher speed figures than most of the group. Miguel Vasquez certainly knows what he's doing and comes off a bullet work. Second choice will be number 6, Louisiana Princess, or Luisana Princess. Antonio Sano, Leonel Reyes coming off a huge maiden win, won by 8 lengths. Sano, however, is only 10% with last out winner, so something to consider there. Third choice, looking at number 1, Texas Reward, with Ravij Mirage in the mount. Had an impressive maiden win, won by 14 lengths, and just was terrible last out, faded off. I'm looking for an improvement here as this horse gets back, second off. However, this could just be a horse that liked to slop. We'll find out today. Number 9, race number 9. I'm going to go with number 7, 7 Richie's Got Game. Larry Ravelli and Irad Ortiz. This horse is 3-for-4 lifetime. Just won a futurity over at Hawthorne. And actually, this horse on turf won the maiden race at Arlington Park on turf. So has some turf in there. Do worry that he has not been on turf. So definitely beatable. Number 4, Honorable, Pletcher and Zayas, coming off back-to-back wins on the turf at the trip off of bullet work. Everything looks pretty set for this horse to have a good effort. Number 9, Fulmini, Maker and Gaffleone, same deal. This horse has been running excellent. No reason this horse can't get up and make a win. Looking for a price play here. I like a Torpedo number 1, Halcyon Digest, David Fox and Misael Jaramillo. This guy will be on the front end trying to make it happen from the rail. And the finale, race number 10. Number 4, Indian Counselor, Kenneth McPeak, Julian Leperoux. This horse has been in the Superfecta 5 times in a row. Hasn't won since February of 2020. Dropping down in class yet again here, so I think could be a day for this horse to get back in the winner's circle. Number 3, Bee Catcher is my second choice, Carlos David and Miguel Vasquez. Carlos David is 44% off the claim. Got to include him in your picks. This horse is a nice horse, just lost last out to Digital Footprint. Definitely has a chance to make something happen here today. A little deeper here, you've got a couple of strong sires in number 9, Palace Kitten, And number 10, Reliability out of Tappet. Hopefully we have a good day today. Of course, gearing everything up for Pegasus Day. On Saturday should be a fantastic day of racing. I will have a pod for you for that day. Hope you get to build that bankroll here today. Take care.